The sky was still pitch black when Brent Sass sped into the circle checkpoint with a dog team that just wasn't ready to stop. As Sass walked up and down the line of dogs, he mumbled to his handler. "I'm fresh as can be," he said. He told Steve Stoller he had gotten 2 hours of solid sleep on the trail.
Dogs are raring to go, and he looks well rested, and he's pumped, as usual.
Sass jumped on the runners and took off for the Yukon River nearly as quickly as he arrived. Behind him, Alan Moore was prepping his dog team to leave. Moore says his team wants to run at full bore down the hard-packed trail.
The biggest challenge is to hold them back. It has been from the start. My foot's been on the drag or brake because the conditions are like this tabletop here.
But he's quick to add that there's still roughly 800 miles of trail ahead.
You know, we're just jockeying for position right now.
Teams will continue to shake out as they get closer to Eagle. Cody Strath is having a fast run up front, but the Fairbanks musher says it has more to do with his race plan than the competition.
But I knew that as my plan went on, more and more of the teams that push a little harder would catch up. So I think you'll see I'll probably drop back a little bit as time goes on, but hopefully I'll remain towards the top.
Even if dog teams want to keep moving, the weather and some added weight may have slowed them down. Mushers have to carry straw out of circle because flights that were scheduled to deliver supplies to Slavin's cabin were unable to fly due to thick fog Sunday. Slavin's usually serves as an unofficial dog drop and checkpoint along the Yukon River. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Circle, I'm Emily Schwing.